Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International. Today, the program celebrates its 90th birthday, 90 years. Now, for this 90th anniversary, we've been thinking of all kinds of things to do. Instead of just going into the archives and running a bunch of clips for you, we're going to break down Happy Station by decades and years, because 90 years is a very long time. And if you think back, many historical events have taken place since this program began in 1928. So let's begin first looking at the year 1928. Well, Charles Kingford Smith completed the first transatlantic Pacific flight from Oakland, California to Brisbane, Australia in the month of June that year. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. In December of that year, American President Calvin Coolidge signed into law the Boulder Dam Project. In July of that year, 2,883 athletes from 46 nations participated in 109 athletic events at the Amsterdam Summer Games. Those were just a few of the big events that took place in 1928. But if we go to November 18th, 1928, along with Happy Station, there was something that the world saw for the very first time. A well-known cartoon character that would become the image of this Hollywood studio for decades and continues to do so today. It was the world debut of Mickey Mouse on November the 18th in the cartoon Steamboat Willie. That's right, Steamboat Willie, the first ever Mickey Mouse cartoon, debuted the same day as the Happy Station Show. Now, while Mickey Mouse was being shown on screens, Eddie Starts was at a studio in the Netherlands presenting the Happy Station Show. Now, on today's program, we're going to be, well, going to a few years and some of the major stories that have happened in the last 90 years, but mostly you're going to be able to hear how Happy Station has changed since that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and listeners across the Atlantic Ocean, and good evening, everybody. How do you do? This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31.28 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes. You have already heard our usual signature, the Sousa Marches, with which we always say hello to you across the fence. Shake hands. Atención, radio oyentes de habla española. Aquí la emisora en onda corta PCJ de la Casa Philips Radio en la longitud de onda de 31 metros y 28 centímetros. Transmitemos para América Central, para las Islas Antillas, Pero, sin embargo, esta transmisión se oye también en el continente de América del Sur. La dirección de nuestra antena es de 260 grados. Eso quiere decir que la dirección es a Sudamérica y Centroamérica, para las Islas Antillas y todos los otros lados del mundo donde se habla español. Les deseamos una buena recepción y que no se olviden, queridos amigos, escribirnos sus impresiones en referente a la audición del programa de esta noche. Aquí la PCJ de la Casa Philips Radio en Holanda. Ici le poste émetteur PCJ en Hollande, le poste joyeux comme toujours, la propriété de la maison Radio Philips à Hilversum, Hollande. Émission pour l'Amérique centrale et l'Amérique du Sud. Je vous souhaite une bonne réception aussi, les auditeurs au Canada qui parlent français, ainsi que les auditeurs qui sont de l'économie française en Amérique centrale, dans les Antilles, à Martinique et Guadeloupe. This is station PCJ in Holland. And now for the remainder of the program, my friends across the fence, in Central America, in North America, and in South America, and also on board of ships cruising the seven seas, we wish you good reception, a good voyage, and good arrival in the next port. When you come to the next port, drop us a line. Maybe you can write this line now and post it when you come to the next harbor. Until the end of the program, we have some slumber music, and we hope you like our selections.
Op een tram te wachten, ik zag je in de verte staan. Toen keek ik je aan, je lachte, samen zijn we voortgegaan. Weet je nog wel, die avond in de regen, het was al vlak voor negen, en we liepen heel verlegen samen. Onder moeders paraplu.
You are listening to station PCJ in Holland, the international shortwave station being on the air twice a week for the Western Hemisphere on Tuesday night and on Friday night. We hope you enjoyed our today's diversified program, our music, and a little talk about the Netherlands East Indies, and we are requesting you to kindly write in and tell us about your observations. All letters and cards and reports will be answered as soon as possible. Not only personally we will answer you before the microphone, but in due time we send you an official verification, the QSL station card of PCJ. Will you write in today? All right, do it now. Thank you.
And there were a few clips there of Eddie Start. We now jump ahead 10 years to the year 1938. Well, it wasn't too long before war broke out in Europe. But there were a lot of other things that did happen that were, well, a little bit nicer. There was, first, the Fair Labor Standards Act passed in the United States. Superman made his first public appearance. There was the Munich Agreement, where Germany, France, Italy, and the United Kingdom, which they signed on September the 30th. March of Dimes, which is a well-known charity that was founded. Nuclear fission was discovered. The RMS Queen Mary set a speed record across the Atlantic Ocean in August 1938. And the Queen Mary, by the way, did retire in 1967. There was also another thing that happened in 1938. that became so well connected with that year, a particular radio broadcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the Meridian Room in the Park Plaza Hotel in New York City, we bring you the music of Raymond Raquello and his orchestra. With a touch of the Spanish, Raymond Raquello leads off with La Capacita.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Raymond Raquello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Yes, War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, but produced there for radio by Orson Welles. Same year, 1938. Now, what was the hit song from that year? Well, it was this one by the Andrews Sisters.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane means you're grand. By mere Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say
the Andrews Sisters with their big hit from 1938. Now, PCJ, as it was called, of Philips Radio, ended broadcast a few years later in 1941, after the Nazis invaded the Netherlands. In fact, the Philips transmitters were partially being destroyed, but sadly, they weren't destroyed quick enough, and the Nazis did use them for propaganda broadcasts. That year, from the BBC in London, Queen Wilhelmina addressed the Netherlands in English.
Today, we have to admit that no happiness can be expected in this world if those who are solely responsible for the present situation are not definitively checked in their course of unscrupulous destruction and utter disregard of law and the most elementary principles of morality. I pray God that our allied cause be blessed and that the dawn of the day when freedom will be restored to the Netherlands and to all other victims of German aggression be near.
From 1941 until 1945, the only Dutch broadcasts on the air were from the Dutch government in exile in London. They created a station called Radio Oranje.
Hier, Radio Oranje, op 1500, 373, 285 en 62 meter en in de 49, 41 en 31 meter band. Goedenavond, luisteraars in Nederland, in Oost en West, op zee of waar ook ter wereld.
4 years later, in 1945, the BBC broadcast a message from Winston Churchill to announce that Europe was finally free from the Nazis.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May. But in the interest of saving lives, the ceasefire began yesterday to be sounded along all the fronts. The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
During World War II, many countries realized the power of shortwave broadcasting, so it was inevitable that many countries would start regular broadcast in shortwave. Now, the Netherlands had been one of the early pioneers, beginning in 1928, with Philips Radio PCJ and the Happy Station Show with Eddie Starts. But by 1947, it was no longer called PCJ. It was the founding of Radio Nederland. Eddie, of course, did return to Radio Netherlands, but this time hosting a program that was 80 minutes and was on Sundays instead of Fridays like it always had been. When Radio Netherlands was founded, it wasn't just, well, Happy Station. It was to present the Dutch to the world. What is happening in Holland, what is happening to the Dutch who live outside the Netherlands, Dutch news, and so many other things. Now, it was just a few short years later, by 1950, that the Korea War began. And, well, the Netherlands was part of the Allied forces to fight against the communists of the North. In fact, Radio Netherlands did a special news report on the Dutch soldiers that were heading off to Korea.
Hello there, what's your name?
My name is Bob, Bob Lichthart.
And how do you feel about all this?
Well, I'm very happy I'm going now. And if we could have had a chance to go any earlier, we would have been there very soon. But that's, we're sorry that we're so late, and we like to have had our share in the fighting. But we're sorry the fighting is almost over now. We can't do anything about it.
And you're feeling fit? Have you had some good training here?
Yes, we had a very good training. We had a kind of hard training, but not too hard. So we could take it.
Well, that's good. You certainly look fit. And here's another one. What's your name?
John Mulder.
And how do you feel about your training? You're feeling fit?
Yes, I feel very fit. And it is a great pleasure for me to go to Korea now.
You look happy about it.
Yes.
You're looking forward to it, are you?
Oh, yes.
That's fine.
Now, leaving the tragedies of war behind, first the Second World War and then the Korean War, we have to turn to more happier times here on the Happy Station, because the 1950s was also known for a new sound that took music by storm.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Elvis Presley with That's All Right Mama. Yes, the rock and roll age had come. During the 1950s, Eddie Starts did something on Happy Station that hadn't been done on any other radio program before. And that was traveling around the world. Yes, he did a world tour that was sponsored by KLM Dutch Royal Airlines. And he went to various places, Beirut, Damascus, Japan, and of course, the Philippines.
Well, friends, this is my third report, as I said, on my trip around the world by KLM. After my return, you heard the description of the flight over the pole to Alaska and Tokyo. Then, last Sunday, my report on Japan. Today, we are flying to Manila. Now, just to get your mental geography and geographical position set up right, the Philippine Islands lie some 2,400 miles southwest of Tokyo. Right south of Japan, there is Okinawa, the famous island, Okinawa. Then more to the west, towards the Asian mainland, there is Formosa. And southeast of Formosa, there is the Philippine Sea, one of the many seas of the immense Pacific.
With the return of the Happy Station and Eddie Starts on Radio Netherlands in 1947, some of the traditions that had been in place have continued. For example, the beginning of the program with the Sousa Marches, and we mustn't forget the very famous... Well, that's actually coffee inside, which is what Eddie used to drink, but that is a cup of tea.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Hello, everybody everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, friends and listeners, boys and girls, everyone in the shortwave world, for that is our world. This is the Happy Station of Radio Nederland Hilversum in Holland, as every Sunday at this time. Listeners in New Zealand, in Australia, and all over the Pacific, we are calling our European audience and the British Isles. We are calling also our listeners in South and East Asia, Far and Middle East, as well as all over Africa. Hello, listeners also in North America. We are wishing you good reception of our today's Happy Station program. There will be 6 transmissions in English, and all programs today will be identical.
By the 1960s, there was also tremendous change in the world. There was the peace and free love movement that was sparked on from the Vietnam War. Civil rights were changing. And, of course, so was Happy Station. By 1969, Eddie Starts, who'd been with the program since 1928, announced something on the air.
Very much to my regret, and not without a sad feeling in my heart, I have to announce herewith my retirement. My retirement from the Happy Station at the end of this year. The show, however, must go on. A new period lies ahead, with the understanding that the International Happy Station program is as such to be continued under the same name, but now to be produced by a new man, a talented young colleague, already on our staff since several years, to carry on the task of spreading goodwill and universal understanding in the well-known Happy Station manner. Not as a copy of my personal conception of the program, but as a completely new and modern version and presentation with new ideas and angles and the execution of same. Now, my friends, here is my message of today. The name of your future host and program producer-announcer is Tom Mayer. Tom Mayer. Spell M-E-Y-E-R. Well, I don't have to spell Tom, do I, Tom? Tom is an expert linguist and a much-traveled person with a fine international background who will be delighted to take over the helm from me to serve you, starting from the beginning of January 1970. He will then take care of all English as well as Spanish Happy Station programs. I'm asking you, listeners, that means you, to give him your confidence and full support for the difficult task that lies ahead of him. It is for this reason, my friends, that I take sincere and great pleasure in presenting my successor, Tom Mayer, to you.
Congratulations to Happy Station, the station of the friendliest nation in the world. Congratulations and celebrations, for 41 years Eddie Starts has spread the word. In 1928 Eddie started pioneering, and in those 41 years he steadily went on steering his Flying Dutchman of the airwaves without straying, while constantly saying show must go on. Congratulations to Happy Station, the longest standing shortwave fun show without doubt. Congratulations and celebrations, to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about. Each Sunday WLHF is calling you folks, world's largest happy family always welcomes new folks. Whether your age is 43 or 87 or only 11, you're welcome aboard. Congratulations to Happy Station, to Eddie Starts and Jean Prostate, his helping hand. Congratulations and celebrations for our goodwill ambassadors, strike up the band. Congratulations to Happy Station, to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about. That's what it's all about. To keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about.
All of you Happy Station friends out there in Radioland, you friends in New Zealand, Australia, Southeast Asia, Europe, Africa, and both the eastern and western parts of North America. Tom Mayer speaking from Hilversum in Holland. Yes, Happy Station calling for the first time in 1970. A new decade, a new voice, and as you heard no doubt, a new Happy Station signature tune. In the past, Happy Station always started out like this.
Thank you.
Yes, well, this music, as so many other elements of the program, for years and years has been a trademark of Eddie Starts, now enjoying a well-deserved holiday. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Starts, in case you can hear this show, a special salute to you from the new Happy Station team here in Hilversum. Yes, there's so much I have to tell you, dear friends, that I hardly have enough time to say it all in one program. But let's not digress. I was talking about the new Happy Station tune. The music you heard at the beginning of this 4th of January show was especially composed and arranged for Happy Station by one of the most talented musicians in Holland, Henk van der Molen. Henk van der Molen. Of course, you recognized our station's identification signal, which was used as a bridge to the actual tune. And in case you were taken by surprise upon hearing it for the first time a few minutes ago, we'll play it once more. And may I ask you to listen very carefully, for I have a request. Now, this may sound a little strange that right at the beginning of my first show I have a request already. But the case is this. This piece of music doesn't have a title yet. And my request is if you, and I mean all of you, will write in suggesting an appropriate name for this composition. The melody that in the future will mean that it's Happy Station Time. That's it, our new Happy Station tune. And do you have any ideas yet? Any inspiration this Sunday, the first Sunday of 1970? Oh, and by the way, may I repeat, Happy New Year to you all. May 1970 be a prosperous and happy year for you and for your own special show, Happy Station.
And that, of course, was Tom Meyer introducing his very first time as host of Happy Station. 1970, beginning the era of the Happy Station show. Now, the 1970s were full of, well, many different things. U.S. President Richard Nixon orders the invasion of Cambodia. There was also, of course, the time when President Nixon did his eight-day visit to China. Of course, he also resigned as president. There was also the Vietnam War, which was continuing. There were two new presidents. Who were they? Yeah, Gerald Ford and, of course, Jimmy Carter. Margaret Thatcher became the first woman to be the conservative leader of the United Kingdom. Elvis Presley had died. They sent a special satellite into space that contained a record. So if any other life forms find it, they can find out about Earth. In fact, that record which they sent out, which is a golden record, is actually still going out there. Apple was founded. Microsoft was founded. So many things were happening in the 1970s. Also, music. And what was the 1970s dominated by? That's right, disco.
Thank you.
suppose there are some people out there that wish they could forget disco. Now, in November 1973, that was the 45th anniversary date for the Happy Station Show. Now, other programs, well, they would just maybe do what we're doing right now. But how about doing a live program? No, that's not good enough. That just isn't good enough. I think we should do a live program and show up with horses. Yes, horses. And that's exactly how the 45th anniversary show was introduced.
And here comes the entourage now. One beautiful black horse,
apparently a stallion,
followed by the official Happy Station carriage. There's the official Radio Nederland salute. And let's see if we can get a few words with the horse. No. Hi, Tom. Well, here we are.
Yes,
it's the 45th.
Very good. It was not too cold. It was all right.
No cars?
Well, you should ask the horse first.
Okay. Ah, there we are. Hello,
well,
Serge.
Tom.
Thank
how
you.
Was the, how was the driving on this Carless Sunday?
It was marvelous. It was marvelous. You saw the coach arriving, and I hope you saw the way it was adorned with our Happy Station 45th anniversary thing.
Yes.
All our horse people there who've accompanied us. There's some people who had to get up at 7 o'clock this morning to be on time. And Mr. and Mrs. Teamstra were in the coach
the director
with us.
General of Radio Nederland,
yes.
And his wife, hello.
Who will be with us during the transmission too, of
excellent.
Course. Thank you for being here so early.
I think we just beat you here. In fact, I think our taxi almost zoomed right over you.
Yes. Okay, well, I think it's a good idea now to go into the building because I think people would like some hot coffee, too.
Besides, it's a lot warmer in there, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, well, let's go inside then.
Okay, let's do.
Thanks.
And the horses and the carriage are now returning. Tom and the Happy Station crew, as well as Dr. Teamstra and his wife, are now going inside the Radio Nederland building, and we'll meet them in the studio in just a few moments.
Now, talk about making an entrance. Now, there's also something very special about that 45th anniversary show, and that was the debut of the Happy Station song. Not the signature tune, but as the story goes, a woman by the name of May O'Higgins in Ireland, who's a composer, wrote Tom Meyer and said, "Why don't you have a Happy Station song?" And Tom said, "Well, if you want to write one, go ahead." A year went by, and she sent the lyrics along to the Happy Station song. They had music composed for it by Harry de Groot, who Tom had worked with before. Now, Radio Netherlands released that as a single, a flexi-disc for the 45th anniversary. Now, many of you may be familiar with that song that we played here on the program before, but what we're going to take a listen to next is a very rare version of that song, a live version that features the trio of Leti de Jong, Hein Bula, and the Kesmal Orchestra, the Happy Station song.
Happy Station Show,
calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere,
it's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B,
you're welcome to the world's largest happy family.
So hello everyone,
hello everywhere,
from Alaska to Mexico. Join in the swing and have a merry fling
with the Happy Station Family Show. here's the Happy Station Show.
Calling listeners everywhere,
everywhere.
It's their station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B,
you're welcome to the world's largest happy family.
So hello everyone,
hello everywhere,
from Alaska to Mexico,
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
Family Show,
your Sunday Happy Station Show.
Yes, a live version of the Happy Station song. There was another anniversary that did take place on Happy Station, and that was Tom's 12 and a half year anniversary. And for that occasion, they got, well, some well-known Radio Netherlands personalities to put little items together, like this one from Bruce Parsons.
I think it was Ted Lewis who once said, in fact he said it many times, "Is everybody happy?" Of course they are. This is Bruce Parsons. Hello there. And I'd like to take a little time to congratulate Tom Meyer on his first 12 and one-half years with the Dutch World Broadcasting System. Yes, Tom, all your friends and colleagues offer you hearty congratulations. And they're sending cards of thanks, and they're for you. Your anniversary's here, can it be true? 12.
Dear Tom, oh, how I love to tell you that this is us, your colleagues, who have known you for I don't know how many years. With a little help from these friends, you'll now take a stroll down memory lane and turn back the hands of time. Let's just roll back the sands of time and relive things the way they used to be. Let's dig up some memories and look back over the slate. We will recreate old scenes and you will tell us what it's all about. You will tell us where or when. So, dear Tom.
Now, settle back. Close your eyes. Allow even the tiniest muscle in your body to become loose and relaxed.
And we now move to the 1980s, where Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher dominated politics around the world. It was also the height of the Cold War. And remember money? Yes, those in the 1980s were living high off the hog, spending, 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 and making money. It was the me generation, all about me. It was also a time when music changed as well, and we were going down electric avenues.
Boy! Boy! Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing. And then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no,
we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue,
and then we'll take it higher.
Now, doing live programs in front of an audience was nothing new for Happy Station. No, not at all. Tom Meyer started with the open house shows in the 1970s, but in the 1980s, he took it to new heights. Not just doing a live show in a studio, No, that wasn't good enough. How about we do a live show from very historical sites and popular sites in the Netherlands? And that's exactly what he did.
H-A-P-P-Y-S-T A-T-I-O-L Happy Station on the air. Sunday's here again. Dial a smile and have some fun. Keep those weekday blues on the run. H-A-P-P-Y-S-T.
On this typical September Sunday, we've once again left the studios in Hilversum to go out to a wonderful location for an extra live special.
A-T-I-O-N. Happy Station!
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. And to those of you around the world listening to their shortwave radios again today, I hardly have to tell you. Indeed, we've gone out of our studios and we've got a large audience here. Where is here? Because I can't remember. I told you over the past few weeks where we would be. Did I, Rosemary? No, I didn't. We really kept it a secret. Well, we are at a place which you have heard about before. But first of all, I'd like to say hello to all our listeners around the world. On behalf of the audience you just heard in such a wonderful applause, not only friends of ours, even relatives of ours, not only colleagues, even older colleagues, and I don't mind saying to those of you who may remember the name that Elke van den Berg, who signed so many of your postcards, is present today. Also a lady from Mexico who is Lupita's mother, and I don't think I told our English audiences yet. I told the Spaniards, or the Spanish-speaking people, but I didn't tell our English-speaking audience that our dear Lupita, who works for us part-time these days, got married last Monday, and her mother came all the way from Mexico to be present. Muy bienvenida a la señora madre de Lupita Kingma, como se llama hoy día, aquí en Arnhem, donde estamos hoy.
It's going to continue. I've told you something about Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System, so far. I haven't told you anything about my very own show, and I can tell you that's cost me a lot of restraint. But now I can tell you that the show that can be heard in Spanish and English every Sunday on Radio Nederland is called Happy Station, the oldest shortwave show in the world. In Spanish, it's called La Estación de la Alegría. It's in its 52nd year, and there is no show on shortwave older than that show. All this is broadcast by Radio Nederland. And when the Harbor Jazz Band and I myself did a live show from Amsterdam also a couple of years ago, they told me there's a number which is called Monday Date, and why don't you sing that? And I said, well, because we never have a Monday date, but only a Sunday date. But it's rather easy, of course, to change the lyrics. And although originally it was a Monday date, we'd like to do for you right now your Monday date. Now don't forget our Sunday date. Better be ready when I come along. And when it's Happy Station time, I'll be there waiting with a smile and a song. It could be English or French, Spanish, German or Greek. We'll have enough fun to last us the rest of the week. Oh, so don't forget your Sunday date. Tune in and I promise that we will be there.
...1990 was also a very special year. It was Tom's 25th Jubilee with Radio Nederland. And for this occasion, Radio Netherlands put together a special program with a number of his friends from Radio Netherlands and also those who flew in to Hilversum for this special program.
We'll be right back. Vrienden van Tom en Tom zelf natuurlijk en Hein. Ik wou om te beginnen een beetje terugkeren naar de tijd dat het leven, dat klinkt misschien wat gek, toch anders was dan nu bij de Wereldomroep. Toen heette een directeur nog meneer en ook de portier was geen veiligheidsbeambte. Dat waren alle vriendelijkste wat oudere heren op leeftijd die vroeger een goede zaak hadden of kapper waren of iets dergelijks. En wie herinnert zich niet uit die tijd de kostelijke nachtdiensten met de lekkere hapjes, met de aardige gesprekken, de spelletjes, enfin, het is allemaal niet meer. Maar dat geeft niet. De tijden gaan verder. Toen jij kwam, Tom, was ik er nog niet, maar het duurde maar 9 maanden. Dat heeft niets te betekenen, maar het is toch wel typisch. En ik heb heel veel plezier van jou gehad. Want ik kon namelijk niet typen en dat heb ik nooit willen laten weten.
Ja, gegroet allemaal voor iedereen die wil luisteren, die het horen kan. Ondergetekende, dat is Tom Meijer.
Wat ben je nou van plan, Tom?
Wat ben ik van plan? Ik ga gewoon door met die plaat.
Hoeveel luisteraars denk je dat we ooit samen hadden?
Het waren er trouwens maar 3 of 4.
Kapitein Minema was er toch 1 van?
Nummer 2, dat is...
Kapitein Minema, daar gaan we weer.
Navond, Michiel. Dag beste Tom, zeg wat gaan wij vandaag draaien?
Ik weet het niet Tom.
Hoe komt dat Michiel? Wie oogsten wil die moet toch zaaien? Ik heb een idee.
Kom er eens mee.
Wij gaan weer geen carouselen.
Dat vind ik fijn.
Oh ja wat een fijn.
Gaan we weer luisteraars kwellen.
En dan nu Michiel Beeshuizen op de vingers.
En mensen, dan heb ik hier even...
When Tom took his retirement a few years later from hosting Happy Station, well, Radio Netherlands had the challenge of finding a new host. And that host was none other than Pete Myers, who came to Radio Netherlands via the BBC.
Coming to you from London on the BBC's World Service, it's PM. Africa, the world, this Sunday with Pete Myers.
Well, this is it. The very first show of the new season. I'm Pete Myers, and from this point on, I have the pleasure of being your Sunday host. And I must admit, you know, taking over a show that's only had 2 hosts in 64 years is a daunting experience. I mean, for 4 decades, the Happy Station was dominated by Eddie Starts, a man I never knew, but who made this program his whole life. He rattled his teacup, and he was kind, and he was charming and considerate, and had this image of being everybody's favorite uncle. And then in 1970, along came my old buddy Tom Meyer, and he imprinted his personality on the show for 2 decades. He could speak, 1,000 languages. He could sing. He loved animals, is kind-hearted, considerate, wonderful with grandmothers, and was all sweetness and light. Now, he was the nearest thing to Mary Poppins Radio Netherlands ever had, or will ever get. So, what do you get? Since 1928, you got 40 odd years with Happy and Pappy and your favorite uncle, and 20 odd years of Mary Poppins, and suddenly you tune in today and you're confronted with a middle-aged neurotic with a big mouth, a gammy leg, and a sex life put on hold. Well, darlings, at long last, welcome to the real world. And spread the word. The Wicked Witch of the Lowlands has arrived. And yes, dears, I do have a credo, too. It's short, it's sweet, it's funky.
The legendary Pete Myers hosting his very first Happy Station. After Pete's short term as host, he was replaced by Jonathan Gruber, who in 1995 put the show to rest. Now, between 1995 and 2009, there actually was no Happy Station. That wasn't until the founding of PCJ Radio International, and the program returned with yours truly as host. Now, after 90 years, if you think about it, the show actually can continue probably for another 90 years, probably not with myself, because I won't be around at that time in 90 years from now. But each host that has come along since the very first program in 1928 has put their own stamp of personality on the program. Now, we're not going to be looking at the years that I've been hosting it, because that's still very too short. Maybe we'll do that for the 100th anniversary. Anyway, we do hope that you enjoyed today's program, looking at Happy Station, some of the music that surrounds the decades the program was on the air, as well as historical events. Think about it. The things that this show has seen. It is quite extraordinary. To end off this 90th anniversary special, we're going to end with a recording made for Happy Station on May 30th, 1976. It features Tom Mayer, the Letty Dion Singers, Hein Beulah, and of course the Case Small Orchestra. Now, even though there's been a lot of tragedies that have happened over the last 90 years, we must always look on the sunny side of the street. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy time is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny, sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But I'm not afraid, 'cause this rover crossed over. If I'll never have a cent, I'll be rich as old Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street.